Hey love, and welcome to the Love Niche Podcast. I'm your host Niche. It is a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. Ooh, honey, where do I begin? Let's see, respirations. I have mixed feelings about it. The reason why I say I have mixed feelings about this topic is because you can never pay a person an amount that they're owed for doing decades, might as well say centuries, of injustice. Like we say, life is priceless. Like, how can you put a number on one, a life, which is our ancestors, to what you took from us? Land, our homes, our dignity. There's no price on it. Okay, maybe land, you know, maybe monetary things like that. There's a price on it, but the price that it was, that's what back then is what you're going to give us. You're not going to give us what it's worth now. And then you're not going to even give us back what you took from us. Like, you cannot pay us everything what you took, you know, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It's just no amount to, like, for instance, a piece of land back then could have been worth $2,000. Right now, that same piece of land may be worth $250,000. So you're not going to give someone $250,000. You're not going to give them what they're worth. And then if you give it to me, let's just say you was to give it to me, you can't just stop with me, because you also took from my generation that was before me, which is my mom, because she was affected. You're going to also, because I have children, you have taken from them. So therefore, they're needing reparations also. So if you give us reparations, you can't give us just one time. You're going to have to continue to give us this. And then you're not going to continue to give us this. So it really doesn't make sense that they're going to be that generous, or whoever government, whoever's going to give us this money, because they know they would have to continue to give it to us. They also would know they would have to admit that it was wrong for what they're doing, because when you pay something reparation, you know that you did some type of injustice. So that's like admitting that you know that it's wrong. And see, even though one of the racist gap is income, money, credit, things of that nature, they have, another race have that under lock. We have, as blacks, we have the buying power, but whites have found a way to control it. So with that control, they're not going to give us what we're worth or what anything is worth, because they never want us on the same playing field as theirs. Like, they're not going to give you enough money to live next door to them. Like, why would they? When you are already uncomfortable when you're next to me just in the street, a public place. So your home is your sanctuary. So you telling me you're going to continue to pay me to stay next to you? No, you're not. No, you're not. So they aren't going to never give us the money that we deserve. Even when it comes to public or government assistance, you know, I have my mixed feelings with that. Hell, half of that's reparations for some of us. But you have it such a negative intake on it for African Americans to even receive it, when you also have more whites that's on it than blacks. But in everything that we're in or able to get, it's a negative view on it. But back to the topic. I would love for my people to get money that they deserve, but it has to be the right money or damn near close to it. Let's say that. And if you're not going to give me that lump sum, because again, there's no telling how much is really actually owed. So if you're not going to give me that one lump sum of what I'm actually owed for what you took from me, then give me that for life, and also other generation, the next generations after me. So that is going to put them in a more of a disadvantage to give that much to us. And, you know, excuse my French, but crackers don't want to see that they don't want to admit they wrong. Why would they? They feel like they're superior. You know, so you already stripped us of where we came from, most of us. You already stripped us from here in America, what we own and control, because we built this. And then you're going to play in our face and give us pennies on the dollar of everything that we built. Like, that's going to, that's hush money. You know, it's going to be like we settling. You know what I'm saying? If we take reparation from them, it's going to be like we're settling. Don't just give me reparation as money-wise, because, again, it won't be still equal to the amount that you took. Give us more. Give us that land you still owe us, or a piece of it. I'm not going to say a piece of it, half of it. Give us also equity in the homes and the buildings that you built on top of the land that was taken from our people. Like, whatever was ours that you built on top of, that you flipped some of the time. Like, not only myself would need that, my children would need that. Like, the Rockefellers and whoever still able to live on from things that was taken from us. So, hell, let us do the same thing. Let us do the same thing. So, reparations would never equal up to the amount that we should have. And again, who knows the calculation of that? Because if you sat down and write what you owe, you still will be wrong. It's going to be a generation you're going to miss. It's going to be an ancestor you miss. Half of us don't even know who our father is to even trace ourselves back to certain lineage and certain ancestors to even calculate what's also owed, because what, how our families were split and the mind that our people now have. So we will only be able to calculate it, only a fraction of what's owed to us and not the full picture. So for me, reparation go deeper than the top surface. Is it okay to get money from them or the government who's getting? Yeah, it's okay. But one time, that's not okay. And then when I was reading, I think California is giving reparation, but they giving, I think it was 205. It's either 205, they was giving, or 250,000. In California, where you can stay at? Where you can buy a house? Hell, I'm in Florida. 205? Hey, you can't buy no decent house right now with 200. Come on now. So I hope when that money is given, that we're also able to put ourselves in a better circumstance. So give us reparations money-wise. Let's do better calculations. Give us reparation as the land we owe. Give us reparation as in equity and businesses that we're owed. Give us reparations as putting our black men back in our families. Changing. Give us reparations by changing laws. Give us. It's just going to be so many reparations that's going to have to be given to us besides just money. But that is my intake. And hey, have a good one, whoever. That's just, I'm just one point of view when it comes to that. So, peace.
All right, you guys. That was my cousin, LaShante Porter. She goes by Tay. I really love her viewpoint. They do owe us a lot more. She was right about the prices. That can't even buy a home today. I remember on my podcast, because this is part two, I remember on mine's, I mentioned that my mom said, we would really have to sue every company that still exists or has ties or is receiving income today. And that would trickle all the way back to England, the crown. And she said they'd all go basically bankrupt. So another thing, yesterday me and my mom were talking, and someone was being sued, and they were going to give them, how did that situation go? They were going to give them X amount of dollars, and the point of the matter was, if they're willing to give you that, how much more are they getting? It was a Tyler Perry movie like that, where they offered the man a check, and his friend said, no, don't, whatever they offer you, decline it, because that means they have a lot more, they're going to try to lowball you. And he declined, and ended up getting so much more sometimes you can even settle on a deal where they'll cut you a check, and then that franchise ends up making trillions. And, you know, if only you would have held on, you could have made more. Someone else said they wanted to give up the rights to, like, a movie or a book. And their mom said, no, you hang in there because you're going for royalties because they never end. So you can check out my boss babe cousin, Shantae Tay. And her company is called Amour Balaku. And her slogan is, your skin is your first impression. She is a formulating and manufacturing company that specializes in natural skin and hair care products. Her website is AmourBalogique.com. So check her out and tell her Love Meesh Podcast sent you. And I'm so thankful for you, cousin, for giving your opinion. I know sometimes with everybody's schedule, it's hard to, like, pinpoint a specific time to, like, sit down and have these conversations live. So for you to take time out of your day to record your opinion, send it to me so that I can upload it, I really, really appreciate it. And y'all will be seeing us around town because we are AKA. She's green and I'm pink. And, you know, we are going to be doing big things, acquiring knowledge and assets. So check out my cousin.
Okay. So, reparations. So, let's talk about this. And these are like, this is just from just seeing what's going on around me and just giving my own what I see, just a glimpse of what I see. Okay, so reparations. We all know that people or our people do not handle money well. We clearly saw what happened to the stimulus check, to everybody's STEMI. We noticed that people were hurting family members. They were, it was a lot of fighting going on. It was just a lot of energy being put into the wrong issues with the whole STEMI thing. That was just crazy how that happened. And I feel like with reparations, okay, first of all, who's giving out these reparations? And why do you feel like you need to give out reparations now? Because if we was to get reparations and build up our community, are you going to tear it down again? Are you going to flood it again? Are you going to burn it up again? It's kind of like, what is this really doing? And I also feel like it's way bigger and deeper than just them giving and wanting to hand out reparations. Money is like candy to people, especially to our people. It's like getting candy from the candy man just for you to be quiet. And at this point, we don't want to be like, we've been quiet for long enough. And knowing that part, it's like, that's not, you can't just throw money at someone and say, well, here, I destroyed all of your ancestors. I destroyed your entire culture. I took away your language. I have you all fighting against race, against sex. But I'm going to give you this money. Like, no, you're not going to do that. We want somebody or something needs to be trial and executed at this point, because they do it now. They do it with men in jail committing crimes. Like, now, there are some crimes that, yeah, you deserve to be executed. But some of it is just plain out lying, and it is complete lies. And they have executed and tried the wrong people. So now it's like, at some point, the higher ups, the whoever, needs to be also tried, because there have been unspeakable crimes done against humanity. And you can't just throw money at somebody and thinking they're supposed to forget about that and just forget about the anger that we have and forget about the anger that is pouring through us from our ancestors. You can't do that. We want you to be tried and or executed and leave and go back to wherever you came from. And I ain't talking about to another country. I'm talking about to whatever place, dimension, planet you came from. You need to go back there. Don't touch nothing. Leave quietly. Don't pick up nothing. Just go ahead and leave. We don't want your little petty little money that ain't even worth no value now. It ain't worth anything. It's worth nothing. That's why Bitcoin is getting ready to sweep that up.
It ain't worth anything. You can't just throw money at somebody and then say, forget everything that happened in the past. We're going to throw you this money and go do what you know. Because it's not going to happen to where we're going to be able to build up our community. It has happened so many times in his story to where money have been given and the community have been built up just for it to be destroyed again. How many times do we have to keep doing that? It's like the earth is going, it's been going through the same karmic cycle for millions of years. This has been going on for billions, millions of years. That is enough. It is enough. It got to be something. We have got to get out of this damn karmic cycle, and giving them back their stuff, giving them back their technology, give you back your little money that don't worth nothing that you print on the same piece of paper, and you just put a 5 and a 10 and a 20 and a 100 on the same piece of paper and call and make us think it's value. And people out here hurting family members and mother of their children, the father of their children off of this piece of paper. We don't want your reparations. We don't want it. You can get your bags and you can just leave. That's it. Every last one of them can just go and let us have peace that we want, be able to trade how we want, to be able to support how we want, to be able to show our godliness how we want it. Like, instead of being controlled and manipulated and lied to. How long have we been lied to? You can't just, no, we want the truth. Give us the truth and you can just leave. It's not that difficult, because it's like, what is the point of trying to, like I said, give out the reparations? What is the point of that? I don't see it as being available for the community to be built back up. It's like, not all of a sudden you care about these people. You care about people to, you know, meet you at your level that you on, or is this just a distraction? A distraction to where you will say it, but it ain't gonna never happen. It's like, kill the gangs. We done with that. We ain't doing it no more. We ain't doing it no more. We're not, we just want the truth. That's it. And for you to leave. That's it. Just leave. But that's the only thing I have to say about they little reparations and what they trying to do. Like, we've been manipulated all this time. So, I mean, is the people that's manipulating gone? Is the people, I mean, are they the ones that get handing out the reparations? Like, who's handing out this reparations? It's just, I don't know. But until next time, guys and goddesses, peace.
Shout out to the bestie sister, Akuwavi Yemaje. I agree with her opinion as well. You can run me the money. You can run me what you're going to run me. But is it enough? Will it ever be enough? No. And I really do feel like just getting deeper, you know, sometimes I can't have these conversations with everybody. Everybody ain't ready. But the heart of the matter is certain species are connected to the sun, are connected to Mother Nature. We love fruits, vegetables, harmony, love. And some creatures, I'm just calling it what it is, are like chaotic, barbaric, like they're not from here. And if you dig deep into the occult, I don't even like to use that word, but the esoteric world, which is just knowledge, you know, how can you judge anything without having knowledge of it? That's pure ignorance. Gain the knowledge and then decide what you're going to do with it. But just because you learn something doesn't mean you agree, doesn't mean you hold it dear, doesn't mean it's your world. You just know. What you apply is what you choose to apply. But from what I've heard, different species came here. They mined gold to take it back to heal their planet. Obviously, we're just two different species, and why we have not all come together and have thrown them off the planet by now, I don't know. I really don't know. And just like my bestie was saying, it is a piece of paper. Like, we literally, just hear me out. We are cutting down trees that we very well need to breathe to print paper and give it a value when it already had an original value, which was air, so that we can god darn live. And it's okay. We're still printing it. We're still passing it out. Why? That's like using apples as money. Nah, we need to use apples to eat. Like, what are you doing? So, shout out to Bestie. I agree. And one thing about me, I think it's hard in life. I can understand so many points of views, but when it comes to me, I feel so misunderstood. Lil Wayne got a song about that. I do not want to be misunderstood. So much so that I don't even care anymore. Feel what you feel, think what you think. I'm just happy that I'm the way I am. I could see everybody's points of view and get it. Good, bad, or indifferent, I can get it. That doesn't mean I agree. As just a human being, I can just get it. I am always so misunderstood, and I hate it. So one day I'm just going to find somebody that gets me, that gets it, and life will be freaking awesome. And I do. People around me, they've been with me for how many years now? They have learned to get me. We just get each other. That's called respect. That's called understanding. It is what it is. They don't try to change me. I don't try to change you. Change is done within. You change on your own when you want to. Shouldn't have to force someone to be a different way. Now, I will say, when it comes to health, I don't give a damn. Stop eating that shit that caused cancer. I don't want your ass to die. I don't want to take in your kids and raise them because you wasn't making the right decisions for your damn self. Now, I am passionate about that. But everything else, because I feel like that, it literally is life or death. But I just kind of let you do everything else. But people get it now. You know, I feel like we're on the same path. And I'm so happy that I don't have to scream, eat healthy, do fruits and stuff. My parents literally had fish and a salad the other night. And I screamed on the inside. I didn't even say anything to them. I was just so happy because I haven't even started my family yet. And I want y'all to be around. I don't want to bury y'all and take them to graves and tell stories. I want you to meet them and give them nicknames and meet my partner and stuff like that. And the only way that's going to happen is if you continuously make good choices every day, not just financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all around. What you eat, it's oh my God, it's so much bigger. So it's been such a big shift in the world, and I am happy about that. If you don't have it by now, oh well, I'm not trying to save the world, but this circle right here, I'm gonna save y'all, okay? But and that's just because I love you. I think to a certain extent, when you don't care, it's like you don't really love that person. You just gonna let them jump off the bridge. You're not gonna give them no type of speech to continue to live. Just F them, huh? So I think to a certain extent, when you care, you do different things to care. And sharing is just me. I'm gonna share to the death of you, but to life of you. You gotta be careful with your words, the life of you. But you can follow my bestie, Akuwabi Yemaje, on Instagram. Her name is Maui_designs. I'll spell that out. MAWULI_designs, DESIGNS. She is a self-taught artist. She does custom designs, polymer clay sculptures, resin art, homemade jewelry, created with love. Her website is www.etsy.com/shop/Maui Designs. Again, that's MAWULIDESIGNS. So shout out to the bestie, and I thank you as well for taking time out of your day. You have so many hats, mama, to give me your opinion so that I can add to my podcast, and I really appreciate that. One day we're gonna all get together, we're gonna do this thing live, but I do appreciate it. And we also have a podcast together for 2023. I want us to revamp that. I want us to bring back Soul Sisters, okay? So y'all go follow my bestie and meet us this Saturday at the Selfie Fest. It is December 17th. It's at from 12 to 5. The address is 9433 Lim Turner Road in Jacksonville, Florida. It's literally my bestie. She's going to have a whole table, but I'm just going to be passing out cards and flyers about owning a home. So shout out to the bestie. So yeah, let's listen to the next person's opinion.
You asked me, do I feel that African Americans should give reparations? And I heard the answer from one of the persons that you asked, and I kind of get, which is Marion, I kind of get her point and where she's coming from. with her answer. But if I'm honest, I feel that yes, we should have been reprimanded, but I feel like our generation, like the 80s on forward generation, should get the reparation. And the reason why I say that is because our generation, especially the 90s and 2000s, don't know nothing about struggle. They feel like slavery and what happened to our ancestors was so far gone, and they're so disconnected from it, to why give them money for something and they're not even respecting their elders. They can't even wrap their brain around not long ago we were still slaves. And if I'm honest, we still are slaves. Everyone, but more so the black race. And the reason why I say that is because we go working for these evil corporations and we're getting pennies on the dollar, just like in Japan. I mean, not Japan, but China. I mean, we're no different than the factory workers over there where they're paying them pennies on the dollar, and the big person is walking away still with the pot of gold. So if I ask, are we out of slavery? No. You can put a dollar sign on everything. They sitting up here saying, okay, well, you make $23 or $25 an hour, you're good, you're set. No, the hell you're not. That's no different than making $10 or $12. After you take in account of how much your electric bill is, your car insurance, rent went up, food went up, gas went up. So when you look at the economy and the cost of living, it's no different than when we were making $10 to $12 an hour. We thought that was good. So yeah, don't come at me talking about we're making more. Yeah, we're making more, but the cost of living is more. And so yeah, I may make more, but I'm still just poor. So this generation is just too ungrateful and detached to me to reap the benefit that our ancestors gave. I feel like if they're going to give African American race is still the dominant race across the board. I don't know where I left off at, but it hit 30 minutes. So to sum up what I feel like, 200 acres is equivalent to 20 acres back then. We should go to a managed course, and every quarterly they should calculate out the payment based off of what that 1% population income was for that quarter. But I mean, you'll get 4 different payments, and that way that they can show us, you know, after we go through the courses. And I feel like in our community, we need to go in and teach our community how to set up these trusts accounts, so it's not up under the entity of the United States Corporation. No, it could be up under your own business, and they can't take back what they already given, because that's going to be the catch 22. Yeah, we'll give you all of this stuff, but we ain't going to tell you how to invest it so that we can't come back and get it. So I feel like on that part, that comes from our people to come in and say, okay, well, this is how they're doing X, Y, Z, this is how we're going to keep this money flowing so we can have that Black Wall Street again, so that we can be self-sufficient again. Because if anything, COVID showed us that we are capable of doing it. How many black businesses popped up during COVID? Yeah, they gave out the PPP loans and PPE loans and all of that other stimulus and all of that. Okay. But that's only because, okay, I'm not even going to. Anyway, don't even worry about why. Okay, just know that they did. And because we didn't have any literacy, everything was shut down, we were bored, we were stuck in the house, did what we always do. And that was, they gave us money and we circulated it right back into them for them to exchange it out of the U.S. dead dollar and into the new wave of currency that's being laid out before us in the background that people ain't even paying attention to or realize or understand what is going on. So I feel like it's a little different with how we should get reprimation. But that's my answer. Again, this is Lady D, giving my input on your question. Thank you.
So shout out to the big sis, my little mama. I agree with her opinion as well. We do need education sometimes when you, I'll use me for example. I had credit repair done. My credit score shot up. I got credit card offers out the A. And I went shopping. I had the time of my life. At the same time, as I was paying those bills, it was hard because I ran the cards up. I had got served with a card that I signed for an ex. So it was almost like making those payments twice, and I just couldn't do it. And they were summoning me, and they were going to start garnishing my checks with, you know, government and stuff like that. So I was getting letters in the mail from attorneys, and I just thought they were fake. And this one letter stood out. This is for my business people. It was color. That means he spent money. It was handwritten. He printed out the government stuff to show me that it was real. And he was like, contact me. You know, this is a serious matter. I've included government documents. You know, call me before this issue goes any further. And had it not been for that, I probably would have just thought they were all scams. But I called him. I went to his office. He looked at all my finances. And he was like, you know what? You should just file bankruptcy. He was like, you're doing great. You have a great job. I know your credit card is a little bit high, but you can manage before this car. And his opinion was to do a bankruptcy. And I ain't scared of that. It's a lot of tricks. It is life that everybody else is doing and they got us scared to do. Honey, do what's best for you. Don't let the names and stuff scare you. Trump done taught us that. But it's better to do it on the business side. You can start a company, go bankrupt, start a company, go bankrupt. It follows you on the individual side because you have one social and that follows you. You can get up to 3 socials, by the way. So don't think I don't know that. But you can get as many, you can file as many bankruptcies on the business side because you're going to get a new EIN every time you start a new business. But it just gives you a chance to start over. You do lose your years and stuff like that. And you have to build back up. But okay, if you don't have to pay and you can build back up, so be it. So I did the bankruptcy. But what I learned was it's okay to have good credit. But like my sister said, what should come with that is the knowledge, is the education. So that's when I had took the credit class. And when you do bankruptcy, they do make you do credit classes. I actually had joined a company and started doing credit repair. I moved up into the ranks and I was a manager. And I learned so much about credit repair. So I am thankful for that experience in my life. So much so that now that I'm in real estate, I can do that as well. And I think I'm going to hop back into it with a different company. But we'll see what 2023 has in store. Because I may be able to do it on the referral end. Because I used to be up all night doing those disputes and file, you know, off of the people credit. And I had a full-time job. So when you have a full-time job and you do something else, whether you're helping another business or having your own business, it turns into a 24-hour job. Even with real estate now, like I'll clock out and I'm looking for houses. I'm doing posts. It's like you trade a basic 9-to-5, 9-to-6, whatever, just set 8 hours for your life, for all of your hours. So give business people credit because they may sacrifice baby showers or parties or different things like that with family, with people that really, really matter because they're trying to get their business off of the ground to get them into a place where they can have more, circle back around and have more time for the family. So it's sacrificing now for greater later. But you can still find balance in that. But all in all, I'm trying to say that knowledge should come with the better credit. You give, you know, how they say you feed a man a fish, he gonna keep coming back knocking on your door for fish. I think credit repair is the same way. You fix someone's credit, they're gonna F it up, come back. You fix someone's credit, they're gonna F it up, come back. Why not teach them how to fish? Why not teach them how to keep the credit? Why not teach them, you know what I mean? So, yeah, if you want to follow my sister, she has a business as well. Her business is called D's Pieces of Love. You can follow her on Instagram at D's, D-E-E-S, underscore pieces, P-I-E-C-E-S, underscore of, O-F, underscore love, L-O-V. She is a creator. It's a catalog of her creations. And you can DM her to order. She does cups. She does shirts. She does letters. She can make them glitter. She has done so many things for me. She has made me shirts. And my favorite thing that she has made for me, a lot of my stuff is in storage, y'all. I can't wait for this house so that I can get back to me and my stuff. But she made me some, and my altar, oh, miss my altar. She made me a set of 7 chakra candle holders. The glitter, y'all. I'm a glitter queen. My daughter's going to take glitter to the next level. I already know it. because I only show y'all a little bit of my love for glitter. Like, there's this gala coming up next year, and I saw this sparkly ass dress that I want to get. And one thing I'm going to do for 2023, I haven't done a lot of things because I want to experience them with someone, but I just told myself, F it, do it on your own. If I want to go to an art gala and I have to go by myself, go. If I want to go to Paris and no one's with me, go. So that's going to be my motto in 2023. Girl, F them, go. Like, I literally will not want to do things because I want to do them with someone, but no, I'm just going to do them. So yeah, follow my sisters. I love the chakra candle set that she made for me. It's so beautiful and amazing. And I'm just happy that I have creators in my life. So instead of going out to strangers, I could start at the home front. So yeah, that was my little tad bit with my sister. Y'all go check her out. And let's hear the next opinion. All right, I have one more entry. My bestie sister Tay, her little sister Brandy, which is my little sister as well, she sent me her opinion. She said, my opinion on it is, and let me just scroll back up. What is your opinion on African Americans receiving reparations or just the whole culture? Because it seems like nobody talks about it. I think that's what bugs me. It was an atrocious history that no one talks about today, but we're talking about all the slave movies and we'll talk about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, but no one addresses the fact that no one has ever gone to jail or been tried or, you know, just injustice that continues today. But anyway, so here's her opinion. My opinion on it is we can't get upset with them, aka white folks, in charge for giving reparations. It starts with us. Yeah, they burnt, killed, stole, and manipulated us, and is still doing it. But we as black people make it easy to do so. We are poor with money because nobody taught us about money and credit. But knowledge is powerful. We don't need nobody to teach us. We can teach ourselves and pass that knowledge on. But we as black folks don't look out for each other. We are in competition with each other. So until we fix the foundation, which is us, the people, aka white folks, in charge is always going to win. I agree. It's easy to point the finger, but anytime you point a finger, you have three pointing back at yourself. And she's right. If we try to reset a wrong and don't fix the foundation, it's going to crumble anyway. So what's the point of building on a crumbled foundation? So she's right.
I get what you're asking. It's just that for my own personal thing, I'm not good on expressing deep conversations such as these where I'm still trying to understand or gain a sense of understanding in regards to this, because there is pros and cons to reparations for black minority people, black, rich, black, poor. So for me, it's not easy for me to speak on this type of subject. In regards to should African Americans get reparations, it's just something that I'm not good on speaking on. So I don't want to put something out there where I'm still trying to understand it myself, if that makes sense.
So last but not least, this is the bestie Tay. I respect her opinion. She knew very well what the question was asking, but she wanted to reserve her opinion until she does a little bit more research about it. She very well understands that there are pros and cons, and that's coming from her lawyer brain. Y'all gonna be able to hire her in the future. I cannot wait. 2023, she's gonna be starting back school to be a lawyer, and I am so proud of her. Like, I know certain people may know, like, a lot of people, but in my circle, we have, like, I know my cousin had a car dealership. My cousin has her store. My sister's doing her nails. My aunties ran daycares. But I have not been in the presence of someone that was a lawyer, honey. I've gone to them and they were strangers, but I'm going to have an in-house lawyer, y'all. I so love that. I'm going to toot her horn. I'm so happy for her. With that, she's still figuring out which side of the lawyer spectrum she's going to go in, but build your team, y'all. Like, that's what I'm going to be looking for 2023. I am making my own vendor list, from daycare to fences to realtors to you name it. And I want to just have my go-to people, and I want to support them in my community and be able to refer them to people. I think one of the biggest things that I like to do is sharing, and why not share? I've been good with sharing quotes and books and knowledge, and now I want to share like people and their businesses and stuff. So I'm happy that I'm venturing into that area, and I'll be able to, you know, shout out my bestie. But I respect her opinion. I'm sure she has one, but she just didn't want to give it without doing the full research. And I'm pretty sure some of you guys may relate to that. I'm just an opinionated person. I'm going to have an opinionated regardless. I'm going to have an opinion before I research, an opinion while I research, opinion after I research, opinion a few years later. Like, the opinions is just going to come. That's just kind of how I am. And I'm very emotional, so the opinions do come from my heart, from my emotions, from my perspective, from what I've experienced in my world. So I think that's why I like hearing other people's perspectives so much so, because I can only go by what I know. And so the same way that you can look at someone and learn by their example instead of going through it, I like opinions like that. Like, this is how this person thinks. Okay. Because in just my world, I wouldn't think like that. Now they've opened up a door that this could possibly be a new way of thinking if you so choose to. And this is why the person would give their reasons why. So, okay. So yeah, that was the bestie. She's very private, so I'm not going to, you know, share her stuff. She's a very, very private person, but you heard her before. You heard her now. She's pretty sure it's going to be continuing. I'm going to make plaques for them because this has been my roster of podcast opinions. And I don't know if you guys are just tired of hearing my opinion all the time. So I'm so glad to welcome in other opinions. But y'all are the MVP. So thank you, bestie, for giving opinions even when you don't have an opinion. I appreciate that. And I'm so excited. I know we were talking briefly about 2023. So I am so excited for us walking into that season. And I've been through, y'all, I feel like a caterpillar, a butterfly. If a butterfly turned into something else, it would be me. Like, I have metamorphosed into so many different versions of myself, and it's not the end. It's going to keep happening. And the people that you guys hear, they have rolled with me through every metamorphosis. I remember one year I was all Jesus, God, come to church with me. The next year I'm crystals, yoga, let's go do yoga sessions. The next I'm into my sexuality. I'm doing pictures and taking pole classes. And they literally have rolled with me no matter what phase of my life that I'm in. And I just appreciate that. Like, do you love me or not? Like, whatever. I don't know. I just appreciate it. As I learn the different parts of me, as I grow and develop different parts of me, like, they just accept it. And I can even be wrong. I can even be wrong. And they just kind of step back and let me go through those experiences to learn. And they don't even come back and say, see, I told you. Especially when it comes to relationships, they just be like, you know, okay. And they even reserve their opinions until I ask for them. Because I'm just probably going to look at it as, you know, hater. So they even reserve it until they know I have room and space to receive what they're going to say. And that's just helping us both. That's stopping an unnecessary argument. And that's them having the knowledge to understand I'm not there yet, or I still need to learn or bump my head a little bit more. And holding space for me. And that's me not putting them through the drama, knowing that I'm not ready maybe to accept the truth of what that reality would be. So anyways, everybody got their own circles. Just know that I love mine. Thank you, bestie. And I'm gonna keep growing and changing. Who knows? I may be, they already know I'm into fairies and stuff like that. They just accept me. I feel like I may be a very weird person. I may be maybe the hardest, most difficult person ever to know, learn, keep a relationship or friendship with. And they proved that it could be done. And I'm just so grateful for that, because you don't have to be friends with people. You don't have to hang around people. You don't have to invite them around your family. You could be like, you too much for me, bye. And for them to accept me and all that I have to offer or have yet to offer, because I'm still learning, I just appreciate that. It's just, it's acceptance for me, and I probably need to do shadow work for that. But I already said that sometimes I feel I'm not understood. And so when people give me that, I appreciate it highly. I think highly of them, and I appreciate that, because I know a lot of the world does not extend that grace to just let people be them 100% and to either choose to stay or go. But if you choose to stay, not demonize them for how they are or the growth that they have yet to obtain. And, you know, listen at me, the pot calling the kettle black, because I know people around me may not have researched health and wellness and stuff like that. And I didn't extend that grace. And I honestly didn't care. I wanted to shove it down their throat. I wanted them to give it because I knew that the clock was ticking. But I'm glad that they have it. But I know that wasn't the right way to go about it. I was just selfishly wanting them to live for themselves, but for me too. So, yeah. I don't know. I just love my tribe. And just know that you are appreciated. And I learned that this is like a business. It's like a business. Hiring, firing season. And every year that we still around, it's like, you know, you have been promoted, you know. You still in my life. Congratulations. Because you have to let go of things. You do. And that was a hard pill for me to swallow. And it's crazy because I have a Scorpio rising. That's what this whole life existence is going to be about for me. Death and rebirth, beginnings and endings. And I cringe. I just want things to stay the same forever. And peace and love. And it's like the world just keeps telling me, like, no, you got to get these other experiences. And I hate it. I really do. But I'm gonna enjoy this life experience because I don't plan on coming back. So teach me whatever you need to teach me. Let this be the last shebang. I'm ready for something else. Earth is it's a no for me. This is just no. Mm-mm. It's not. This is not it. This is not all life has to offer. And I just don't care to do it again. But y'all, thanks for listening to this podcast. I can't wait to pump out some more. As we continue to grow and evolve in this place, this realm, this existence called Earth, you could have listened to any other podcast in the world. You chose to click on this one and listen, and I thank you. I appreciate it so much so. I guess I will catch you guys on the next episode. Bye!
To keep learning and evolving and spreading love. But child, Earth is ghetto. I'm trying to make this my last reincarnation here. So namaste, love to stay, always a vibe high day. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. I love you. Talk to you later. Bye.